The name Allah is a great name from the perfect and beautiful names of Allah. It's the name which occurs the most frequently in the Noble Quran. This name appears in the Quran more than 2,200 times. There is no other name for which this occurred. Allah, majestic and exalted, began 33 passages of the Quran with this name. It's a name that a group of the people of knowledge mentioned as being Allah's greatest name, the name which if he's called on by it, he answers, and if he's asked by it, he gives. This name has unique qualities and distinguishing features which are unique to it. Among the unique qualities of this name is that it is the foundation of all of Allah's perfect names. All of the other names are attributed to it and described in the terms of it. Allah, the Exalted, says,
وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
It is a requisite for all of the meanings of Allah's perfect and beautiful names. And it indicates the meanings in a general way. The other perfect and beautiful names elaborate and make evident that the attributes of divinity, which are the attributes of the majesty, perfection, and greatness. It's the name to which all of the other perfect and beautiful names of Allah go back to, and which their meanings revolve around. The most comprehensive and the best of what has been said about the meaning of the name Allah is what was reported from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that he said, Allah is the one with the attribute of divinity and being worshipped in servitude by all of his creation. Ibn Jarir narrated this from him in his tafsir. It means that he's the one who has the attributes of majesty, perfection, and greatness, and to be the only one that a person lowers themselves before, submits themselves to, and subdues themselves before.